second mission, the second parak of Avos, Rabbi Gamliel, Panosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Venasi, Yomer. Rabbi Nakosh's son said, Yofatam, Toyim, Derechel, Shegiyas, Shnei, Mishkachas, Oven. A person combines Torah with Derech Eretz, it is a good thing, because if he involved in both of them, he doesn't get involved in Averis. Not everybody can learn the whole day, and therefore, if he's not involved in work, he may come to do Averis. Chol Torah Sheinu Mamalocha, Seifa B'Teila, Gereris Oven. Yeah, a person who's not on that level to learn Torah the full day, then it can cause him to eventually do Averis. Kamavan, this is a person has to recognize his koyfus. There are those that can be full-time involved in learning Torah, as we know throughout history. Even the Rambam, who's the one who's famous for saying that a person should have a panosa, says that there are those people that are mekabelim themselves Ol Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up for them ways to be mispanos. This is the way Klal Yisrael has behaved throughout history, and the Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations supporting B'chazk the idea to produce the Gedolei Torah that will educate and lead Klal Yisrael. It's necessary to have those people that will be full-time learning. A person involved in helping the Klal, the general, the populace, he has to do L'Shem Shemaim, Shosus, Avoysim, Esayosim, Sikos, Vemedes, Lo'ad. We will have the schus of the, even the office of the tzibur will help them, and the missus will help them. You shouldn't do it for power and covet, because you're going to get a tremendous schar from it if you do L'Shem Shemaim, much more than the power and covet. V'atev, Amalei, Ne'alechim, Schar, Harber, Kila, Sisim. And remember, even if he puts a lot of energy into a project and if for some reason it doesn't work out, still Hashem will give him schar. Others, they say a Jew does not have to produce results; he has to work. So if he does L'Shem Shemaim, he'll get the schar, whether the final result comes or not.